picture this honest conversation. And truth be told, I bet that shit heal the nation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's your girl Noelle Marie, and I'm back with another episode of Truth Be Told. I hope everyone's week is going well so far. We are in the last day of the month, and September 1st is literally right around the corner, so I hope everybody's keeping the vibes positive and just, you know, being the expectation. Speaking of expectation, today we're going to be talking about friendship, and I just kind of wanted to start off today's show with just defining it. Just really, what does that mean? So I went over to your good boy Oxford, and Oxford defines friendship as a state of mutual trust and support between allied nations. Now, for me, that comes that down to not only being able to trust the person that you call a friend, but also ultimately the loyalty at the end of the day. Because if we're going to be allies, and you have to be loyal to me and me to you. So we're going to get into this today. We're going to break this down and just talk about some key components when it comes to friendships. Now, we all know that friendship is needed in relationships, but what happens when we get down to the platonic side of relationships? Do we think that friendships carry less value when it comes to being more on the platonic side, less relational? Or do we understand that friendship is just another form of relationship without the sex? Because honestly speaking, there's still love there. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love my friends. I don't love them enough to want to, you know, get in bed with them, but I do love them. And, you know, when you take that up one notch, you're just talking about an intimate relationship. But I think that friendship has a level of intimacy as well. That's just my opinion. If you want to drop down in the comments below and tell me what yours is, I'm definitely open to hear all about it. That's just, you know, that's just my take on it. Speaking on takes, I want to hit on my last point, which is, are friendships as important as intimate relationships? And the answer to that question is yes. I mean, however do you get to an intimate relationship if not going through the platonic process at first? Now, when you think about platonic relationships, they usually go one of two ways. Either somebody invests way too much time into their platonic relationship to the point where they're needy and it's just suffocating. And that could be a good thing because that person could be loyal, but to a fault. And we're going to touch on that as well. But then you have the other extreme side of it, which is they don't have any loyalty at all. They are too lax in the platonic friendship. They don't see the value in it, so they don't invest in it to the capacity in which they're looking for the person to invest in them, and thus ultimately having a lot of friendships not lasting. You see it all every day, all day, especially being an adult, especially being either going into your 30s, being in your 30s or above, you realize that it's harder to make friendships than it was when you were on the playground, in the sandbox, in grade school, hell, even in high school. It's just way harder out here in these streets, especially in 2021. You see it all the time and you start thinking to yourself like, okay, all right, is there a happy medium here? Is there some gray area? And I think that there is. So, in my opinion, one of the best ways to find that gray area is to categorize your friendships. So, for a long time in my relationships, friendships that I considered to be close friendships until I realized the power of categorizing my friends, right? You may not be able to talk to your work friend the same way that you talk to your outside of work friend because there are certain lines there. You may not be able to tell your friend that you can talk about God with and have the same conversations with your friend who only wants to talk about the club and going out. There are just lines and boundaries. Also, that goes to the extremes, right? So you may not have a friend that says loyal and that comes through for you as well as another friend. Like, I have a best friend. We've been friends for 10 plus years, right? That's my girl. I see her more like a sister. So on my friendship scale, I have her at a 10, right? She's top tier. If we're doing 1 out of 10, she's a top tier friend. But then I have other friends that are supposed to be close to me or in the past that I've considered extremely close to me, and certain things have happened and I've had to restructure them. So where I have them at maybe a 9-10, they are now like a 6-7. And those things are necessary not only to determine, okay, what is going to be the longevity of this friendship? How long would this season last? And how far do I take me with them? How much of me do I give to them? Because clearly, if they're a 6-7 on the Richter scale, they're not giving me top tier 10 friendship quality, right? So at that point, I started to scale back, pull back, not give as much, not invest as much. Maybe I don't call as much. I don't text as much. I don't give as much. Had to reiterate that again, because a lot of times we give too much, not just in relationships, but here today we're talking about the platonic side of friendship. Yeah, which is also a relationship. Get into it. And we end up regretting it in the end. I know that with my friend that's a top tier friend, my best friend, there are no regrets there. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for her, go out of my way to do, inconvenience myself for if she needed it. She got it, because she's reciprocating that exact same energy when it comes back to me. And for that, you honor those type of friendships, not just with your time, but with loyalty, with trust, or as Oxford put it, with an allied, with an allyship. So these are just things to think about when you're talking about categorizing your friends. A lot of the times we give certain people top tier friendship behavior and energy when they really deserve a level 2. And that's just keeping it a buck. When in all actuality, those people should really be demoted. I can't tell you how many people have called me best friend, close friend, just different variations of friend, my girl, oh yeah, this, that, and the third. And you realize either through experience, through situations, through fallouts, through disagreements, because we all know that that exposes a lot of truth, honey. You just got to pay attention. Through just situations that have the caliber to in the diaspora to just expose things when it comes to other people. And you start to think about those things. You start to really, really just say, is this person really who I think they are? And sometimes people aren't, and that's okay. But if you're still going to deal with them, it's best not to put so much energy into a situation where you know that a person is not going to return the same energy. So some of those best friends, some of those homegirls, yeah, they've either been demoted to the point where you don't get to be in my life, your season is up. Or they've been demoted to the point where, okay, well, I used to talk to you every day. Honey, you call me, I'm solving your problems. This, that, and the third. But when I call you, you don't have anything for me. It's all tough love. Are you cold about it? See, you need me to be sensitive in nature and everything else to you. But when I need that same thing in return, you can't seem to find the tissue anywhere. There's not a heart in the house tonight. Stand up. There's nothing. So no. You're not giving top 10 energy. So you either are in the lower percentile of the 6 to 7, or you're in the bottom 5. And everybody in the bottom 5 will get what they get. Am I saying that they get the worst parts of me? Absolutely not. They just get a very small part. And it is what it is. And when you start comparing those things to people who in your life, guys and girls from my platonic relationships, people who will go out of their way for me, people who will stay up with me or come and get me or be with me or talk to me at 3 o'clock in the morning when I need them. And of course, I'm willing to do the same and have done the same and same for them. People who, at times when I didn't have it, they got me hands down, never brought it up. People who has always lifted me up and never made me feel small. I have friends who have never betrayed me a day in their life. And then I have people who I've had to cut out because they were the epitome of betrayal. And I've had people who have teetered and been on the borderline of just doing some really side-eyeing stuff where you have been demoted. Now, they may think, oh, time has passed by. We're just not as close to it. No, you've been demoted. You have. And that doesn't always have to be a conversation, because we're grown. You know what you did. I actually saw a video. It was today. I was getting ready for an appointment this morning. And the guy said, it was a group of guys, actually. They also have their own podcast. And they were talking about relationships, like actual intimate relationships, and how a lot of the times women, they go back to men, but it's like you're teaching that man how to treat you. You're allowing a new level of disrespect. But it wasn't that caught me. It was actually when he said, Nobody disrespects you on accident. And now, of course, that's not some new revelation. That's not something that's just like, oh my God, like, who knew? Go figure. Absolutely not. Everything is a choice in life. Everything's a choice. I can choose to stay in my bed. I can choose to go to work every day. I can choose to do this podcast, or I can choose to just let it die out. Everything's a choice. But when you really sit and think about the fact that nothing is an accident and people don't disrespect you on purpose, you start to reevaluate the level of forgiveness that you have for a person. It actually made me realize that in some seasons I have been too forgiving, which hence the demotions. In some seasons, I forgave friends because of the familiarity of our friendship, because of the time, you know, quote unquote, the time, the so-called bond, realizing that they had violated all of that. None of that meant anything to them when they went and crossed the line. So why at that time did it mean so much to me? And it's because I was operating from a level of 10 when they were only given a level of 3. That's some level 1, 2, 3-ish. Okay. Like, you're not even in the top 5. At that point, like, no. And then you really sit once everything simmers down and you think to yourself, like, you don't deserve the energy that I give you. You deserve to be in my bottom 5. And that's where you go. So that goes back to me saying, promote and demote accordingly. In the words of Judge Lynn Taller, baby, this is your life. Fire and hire accordingly. And it's just period on that. So these days, I don't play those games. A lot of people have been demoted, and they probably feel like, oh, we don't talk as much. You know what you did. You're not as slick as you think you are. But I don't have time to bring up every little faulty thing. So I'm going to let you go and be where you are and be who you are. And I'm going to stay over here with my peace and my tens. Amen. God bless. Like, seriously. And another thing for me is in my platonic relationships, I look for friends that can hold me accountable. I look for, I don't do yes men very well. I don't do girlfriends who yes man me to, I don't do that well. Because let me tell you something, when the shoe's on the other foot, I'm going to hold you accountable. And I don't mean for infractions against me or infractions against our friendship. I don't mean just things like that. I'm talking about for your life as well. There's no way you can be in my life and be friends and you're not growing or doing better. And there's also only so many times that we're going to have that conversation because... And again, I'm no exception to the rule. There should only be so many times that you have that conversation with me because at some point, something has to give. Okay, like, it's one thing. People have up and down seasons. That just has to be realized. A lot of people fall off with their friends. And I won't make it about anything else right now because we're strictly talking about platonic relationships. A lot of people fall off with their friends in their down season, which is also a lot of the times where you see people's true colors. That's where I've seen a lot of people's true colors, which is why they've been demoted. Okay, let's keep that real. And in those seasons, not realizing that it's just a season. And all seasons come to an end, and all seasons have a beginning, and all seasons come to an end, and the cycle continues. And sometimes you have a revolving season of progress, and sometimes you have a revolving season, and it feels like you're just on this roller coaster ride of life, and it happens, and I've been there, and it's just crazy. And that's when you get to see who's really riding with you. And some people fall off because they think you ain't worth a damn no more. They think that there's no benefit to your friendship. They see you as less than because maybe they're doing better than you, not realizing that the sun shall shine again. And I've had friends like that in my life who look down on me, and you know, they still want to hold the same caliber of weight in our friendship, quote unquote, but you don't. Because now, every time I think about, quote unquote, us, the picture is blurry, and that's a problem. That's an issue on its own. See, one thing that I never do is I never count somebody out when they're down, especially if I call you friend. Not just because I'm going to be looking for something in your up season or I want accolades or praise. I don't care about any of that. That's not the way my heart is set up. The reason why is because taking it from my own life and looking at the reality of things, I understand as an adult and as an individual that one minute you down and you blink and you up. And when you up, that's not the time to look down on somebody. That's the time to be a blessing. Figure out how you can be a blessing. It may not always be monetary. Sometimes you just being there. Rooting your friend on, uplifting them, letting them know it's going to be okay. You're here to listen. You got them. You're going to be their encouragement. But again, that's top five behavior. That's top five behavior. Bottom five don't do that. You know who your bottom five is. If you listen to this right now, you know who your bottom fives are in your life. And maybe they just need to be demoted completely out. Because my top five, and especially my tens, we don't... I'm going to say my tens, we don't have those issues at all. Not something that has to be begged about, constantly talked about. That's not this constant roller coaster of up, down, up, down. Our history is not plagued with a whole bunch of drama and mess because solid. It is what it is. Now, keeping that in mind, as I was saying before, there's only so many times we're going to have this conversation. Because at some point, I want to see us growing together. And let me be clear, this is not about a 1 through 5 or a 5 through 10, anything. This is just about... when people don't grow with you in your platonic relationships, again, I'm not going to make it about anything else because anything else is obvious. Business is obvious. Intimate relationships is obvious. But when you're noticing that your friends around you or the company that you're keeping is not growing with you, that creates a divide whether you want it to or not. It does. And there's only so many times you can have a pep talk with somebody before they get off their behind and do something about it. See, there's a difference between a down season and somebody who just allowing a season to pass by because they don't want to do anything to change their season. Some people don't want to sacrifice and do what it takes so they can get to the next level that they talk about, because talking is a lot easier than trying. Just like for some people, staying in toxic situations is a lot better than changing, because change takes confidence. Change takes sacrifice. Change takes guts. To actually go after something, including success, including drive, your dreams, a vision, that takes gumption. It takes guts to get out here and say, no more, I'm going to do something better, because that's understanding that you are going to get knocked down again. And that may not be to where you were before you started, but trials and tribulations come, but this too shall pass. And a lot of people don't keep the this too shall pass in mind. And they're so afraid of winning that they would rather allow things to pass them by than to actually go for it. And I don't want a friendship or any type of relationship where we're not growing together. I have friends that challenge me. I like it. Keep me on my toes. Challenge me. If you notice that I'm slacking, say something. Because I definitely, look, call me coach, because I'm definitely in the game. Like, listen, we can't do no bench riders over here. But I have people where it's always the same conversation about the same thing with no action. And then the crazy part is those type of people want to drag you down with them. And it's like, because you're not going to mess up what I have going on, because you don't want to go after anything. And I think what's most frustrating is when you know that they have as much talent, charisma, everything else, and what's missing is work ethic, drive, sacrifice, hard work. You gotta leave them where they are. That's crazy. And sometimes that's what it takes. And it makes you think and realize maybe our season is up. People have to realize that some seasons are 5 years, and some seasons are 5 minutes, some seasons are 5 weeks. One minute you're in spring, the next minute it's winter again, honey. And that's it. That's it. I've been able, as I've gotten older, to recognize when a season is up in my friendships. I cherish my platonic relationships just as much as an intimate one. I honor them. I am just as loyal, just as compassionate, just as understanding. But at the same time, I do recognize when a season is up. I recognize when I've gone as far as I can with the person. I recognize when our time is up, when I've learned this all I can get from you, when whatever lesson or whatever reason you were in my life, and sometimes it wasn't for me to learn from you. Sometimes it was for me to instill in you, to show you something different. I've had friendships where I can tell that my assignment was to show them love, and I didn't realize it until the assignment was almost up. I've had friendship where my assignment was to show them that you can sacrifice and still get ahead. You don't have to screw people over to get what you need. You don't have to do those things. I've had friendships where they weren't as compassionate and as kind and as patient, and I came in and I'm showing you that it is possible. It is possible. It's possible when you're mad to still speak kind words. It is possible when you're pissed and angry and feel betrayed to not cross boundaries and to have respect for a person beyond just a title. Because friendship is a title, but it's one that matters. And you say your farewells, and sometimes there's no goodbye. Sometimes there's just space and time. As one of my quotes, as I like to say, sometimes to preserve bridges, you have to create space. And that space is necessary. I don't believe in exiting anything on bad terms. I don't believe in allowing things to just go unsaid. I don't believe in things just being horrible when they leave. I mean, there are some situations where you just can't help it, because if the other individual is toxic, or if you both are toxic, well, it's just going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare, and it is what it is. Like, hey, however you got to get out of that. But me personally, the older I've gotten, my philosophy is, if we can end in peace, let's end in peace. Sometimes that's not a conversation of reconciliation. Sometimes that's not a conversation of closure. Quite frankly, the older I've gotten, I don't really believe in closure. Closure is a myth. You don't really get closure. You just have another conversation about something else. You have a few endorphins that go through your body for a small split second of dopamine, and it makes everybody feel good. But the reality is that we're done and it's over. It is what it is. We can talk about the days of yesteryear, but yesteryear is gone. And the reason that we're ending is because we didn't talk about tomorrow, which hasn't come yet, but that's the point. And it wasn't just the talking about tomorrow. We didn't do anything about it together. So now I got to move forward. I've had a lot of friendships that I've had to end. I've had a lot of friendships here of late that I've had to reevaluate. Because I noticed that in certain seasons, holding on to those people, you don't do as well. A lot of people don't talk about that. You don't do as well in those seasons because you're holding on to dead weight. But the moment you step out, not only just on faith, but you step out in obedience and you start operating from a place of, you know what, God? Okay, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Let me do this the way that you told me to do this. I can't do this with this person. Things start to flourish and thrive, and you realize, oh man, it's a cycle. Every time it's just me, I'm good. But every time it's a we, it may be time to let that person or that thing go. It's just something to think about. I really want to just leave you with something to think about on this. That's something that hit me, something that I realized. It was a revolving cycle with certain people in my life. Every time I would try to do something with them, it would never come to pass in its entirety. It's like a car starting, the engine starting, but then it dies. And you hear it revving up and you got hope, but it doesn't go anywhere. But the moment you know, they're not in the car with you, then it works. Or like that computer where you're having computer issues, and when it's both of you trying, it doesn't work. But the moment you do it on your own, you realize it was just user error. Yeah, it's like that. Just something to think about, you know. Hey, it is what it is, you know. Do with this information what thy willeth. But you can't say your girl didn't put you on game. So with that being said, you know, I just want to once again leave you guys with something thought-provoking. So, you know, just keep that in mind. All in all, to summarize everything, platonic friendships are just as important as intimate ones. I won't say more important. And if you think so, hey, to each his own. They are just as important, but also knowing where people stand in your platonic relationships will save you a lot of time, a lot of energy. It'll keep you from wasting your time. Knowing who to promote and demote will save you a lot of time. Making sure that you're growing together with your friends so that you're not growing apart. Contrary to popular belief, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. I disagree. I think that absence makes me forget all about you. That's just the way I operate, because if you're not a continuous thing in my life, then it's not like you're my mother. My father, I couldn't forget them if I wanted to, because that's maternal. It is what it is. That's paternal. That's maternal. Those are my peoples. Different weight, different category, and make sure that you know you're not giving 10 behavior and energy to these tools out here, because it's 2021, baby, and it's a lot of tools out here. It's in the numbers. 0, 1, and 2. I mean, the year is telling it all. The year is telling it all. I don't know what other sign you need. Anyway, that's all I got. Ain't got no more. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll be back with another podcast later this week. If you have any comments, questions, let me know. Drop them in the comments below, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Picture this. Honest conversation. And truth be told, I bet that shit heal the nation.